How are you doing?
How good do you feel to get out of that one?
Sorry.
How would you describe the first half offense?
Oh, God. What offense? I mean, we had a hard time moving at all. We just couldn't get into a rhythm out there. And second half was better. I don't think it was great by any stretch. But it feels good to win and see the defense play the way they did and get those turnovers. We certainly can play a lot better offensively. But, you know, it's good to win the games when you don't play great. And I'd say that, too. So you got to win these games when you have the opportunity.
Tom, what did you think of the 4th-and-1 play and kind of went through you and take us through the whole process?
Sure. Well, you know, if we get the first down, the game's pretty much over. So, you know, you punt it back to them, and they got 3 timeouts with 2 minutes left. You know, they only got to go 60 yards. I mean, I think if you get the yard, it's going to be tough for them to win the game. They'd have to use all their timeouts and, you know, get a minute left in the game. So, you know, we tried it. Didn't execute it very well. We didn't execute a lot of things very well. The reality is it should never have come down to a 4th-and-1. It was 2nd-and-1, and we didn't lost a yard there. And it was 3rd-down. You know, we lost 3 and gained yards there, so... we got to do a better job when it counts.
Taking no question in your mind going for it, though, in that situation, right?
Heck no. I'll go for it every time.
Having been through these kind of games so many times, does it ever cross your mind that you're not going to win?
Well, I mean, we have a lot of confidence, certainly. I think I'll have a lot more confidence when we play a lot better. But we're still working at it. I mean, I wouldn't say we're in, you know, playoff form or anything like that, but I will say we're 5-1, and we played some pretty tough teams and some tough defenses, some tough offenses, and we're just trying to improve, and we'll just keep battling. I think that's one thing that we've shown is that we're going to keep fighting all the way to the end.
Yeah,
it was better to start the third. Start the third quarter. You know, we had like an 8.5-minute drive with the touchdown. It was good. It was good. We needed that. And we've done that, you know, a couple times scoring right after halftime. But we got to do a better job starting the game. We got to do a better job taking advantage of their turnovers. We got to do a better job throwing the ball. I got to do a better job out there finding the open guys. And, you know, hopefully, like I said, it doesn't come down to, you know, a nail biter when we have the turnover battle. We win the turnover battle, you know, 4-0. We have some great short fields, some great opportunities. But like I said, it's good to get the win.
You seldom make errors as a team, mental errors, yeah. Chargers in the first half. Why is that? Is that how much that's coaching the players themselves?
Coaching. I mean, from the time that we walk in the door here, he always talks about eliminating bad football, and that's stuff that Foxborough High School can complete, you know, and wide open throws or snap count violations or lining up in the wrong position or, you know, dropping the ball when you haven't been touched. I mean, those type of things. Coach is pretty tough on us. So from the day we start training camp, we run laps around the field. You guys all see us run laps around the field during training camp for stupid plays like that. And so you're right. We try to do the best we can to eliminate those and not beat ourselves.
Tom, I know.
We're going to have a 4th-down play. How about the play call itself? Plays that you prefer to run rather than that one?
We had a lot of confidence in that play. So that's, like I said, you got to think you got to be able to get the yard. And we didn't execute very well. And that's they did. And we got to give them credit on that play. But our defense really came up big when we needed it. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it.